back to the Steve Cochran Show.
From the University of North Dakota, Jonathan Toews.
So Chicago skips by Kessel and takes Jonathan Toews, Winnipeg native, and he goes as the third overall pick.
The first selection of the 2007 National Hockey League entry draft belongs to the Chicago Blackhawks.
It's a historic pick. First time ever the Chicago Blackhawks have had the first pick. And we proudly select from the London Knights, the Ontario Hockey League, Patrick Kane.
And as we said yesterday, we're pretty sure that worked out well. It's the commissioner, Gary Bettman, who joins us now. Welcome to town, and I assume you're looking forward to the next couple of days.
Absolutely. The draft is an opportunity to get a look at the future of our league, some of our teams, and listening to the highlights that you just played, there's always a lot of passion and emotion in the building. People get very excited about who their team might be drafting and what a difference a couple of drafts can make in a particular team.
And I know what good partners the Blackhawks have been to the league, but was there one thing in particular that sunk it for you guys that make the decision on where the draft's going to go to bring it here?
You know, there's never one thing, but we like to bring our events to as many clubs as possible. Our clubs want our events, but in particular, this is the first time the draft has ever been in Chicago, and I was actually astounded to know that that was the case.
Yeah, same here.
And so when Rocky and John McDonough and Mayor Emanuel all got together and said, we've got to do this here, and the fans, as we all know, in Chicago for the Blackhawks and hockey are so phenomenal, where better to go right now?
Commissioner, we're rookies as far as the National Hockey League draft goes, but you have presided over about a quarter century's worth as commissioner. So what can fans expect, and what advice would you have for fans who are heading to the United Center tonight? What are they going to see?
Well, two things. One, we have a fan fest out near the United Center, which is from 3 to 9 tonight and 9 to 3 tomorrow. And, you know, it's our interactive, fun theme park, and fans will have a great time spending time there as well. But this is a large business meeting. There's excitement, there's anticipation, there's strategy by our clubs, there may be some trades. You look at how teams are trying to fill needs. Are they picking by position? Are they picking the best athlete available? And there's a fair amount of intrigue, and there's always a lot of enthusiasm in the building. We do it a little bit different than the other sports leagues. We have our teams actually there on the floor, tables of a dozen people, so they're not back at their home centers, back in their cities. And so there's a lot of interaction going on among the clubs on the floor, and each club announces its own pick. So there's a little bit of an individual touch to how they announce it and what they say. And the fans in the building are generally pretty enthusiastic, either in a positive or a negative way, depending on who's selecting.
In all the years you've done this, what's the latest you've ever been handed a deal that changed what you were going to say when you walk out? Because I don't know that people understand it's not final until you walk out and say it. But there's got to be a cutoff point, right, where you can't make any more changes.
Well, it's up until each team has a certain number of minutes that they're allowed to have to decide what they're going to do, and they've got to make a trade in that time frame. So I might know that there's a trade 15 seconds before I'm actually announcing it.
How about, how about the influx of hard-to-pronounce European players in the last 10 years?
You see, but the easy part is the clubs make their own announcement as to the picks. We
right.
invite the clubs up. So what will happen is when a team's on the clock and they're ready to make the pick, there'll be anywhere from one or two people to a dozen from a particular team, the general manager, the coach, sometimes the owner, the scouts, and it's their day in the sun, and we're kind of proud to do it the way we do because it makes it more of an inclusive event
right.
by having the teams there and having them come up on the stage and make their own announcement.
Should be a great night. Commissioner, what has been the early feedback you've gotten on what the Vegas Golden Knights did as far as the expansion draft and stocking their roster? And And I know with the schedule coming out yesterday, a lot of Blackhawks fans probably circling the schedule for those dates out in Vegas.
You think fans are going to be making a lot of road trips?
I think those two trips are going to be pretty big.
Yeah, I would think so.
This is the deepest expansion draft we've ever had. We set the rules in a way so that this expansion team would be more competitive than any other expansion team. Are they going to make the playoffs in the first year or win the Stanley Cup? While I'm not prone to make prognostications, I think that would be a stretch. But I do think they'll be playing meaningful games throughout most, if not all, of the regular season. And their build curve won't be as steep as it's been for some expansion teams. And when the build curve gets a little too long, some of the initial enthusiasm can wear off. I think George McPhee, the general manager of the Vegas Golden Knights, did a great job with the rules he was given, and they should have a pretty good team.
Yeah, it looks like they're going to be competitive right away. What's the talk about adding another team to balance it off? Is there going to be, soon down the road, another team as far as expansion goes?
We're not focused on any additional expansion right now. You expand if you think it'll make the league stronger, if there's a place you can go to that has all of the factors, ownership, market, and arena. But it's not. We're not going to expand. It's too important a decision to do it just to be symmetrical. If at the right time in the future there's an opportunity that makes sense, we'll consider it. But we don't consider it a mandate to get to 32 teams anytime soon. If it happens, it'll happen because it makes sense, not because we're pushing to get to 32.
And plus, with the resurgence of the league and the popularity and the new TV contracts and everything that's gone on, I assume we got cities knocking on your door all the time.
We do, and we're flattered by the interest. We've never had a stronger footprint. Our franchises have never been in better shape. But most importantly, what is driving the growth of the game to record levels is our competitive balance is extraordinary. The races to the playoffs are decided by a point or two. The regular season is incredibly important. And as we know, and we saw it here in Chicago, this year, once the playoffs begin, anything can happen.
It's nice to talk to you. I know it's going to be a very busy day, but we're very pleased, obviously, to have the draft here. I know the Blackhawks are doing a bang-up job, and it's going to be a great show today and tomorrow. But I'm mostly excited for these kids and their families. And I'm sure that's got to be the most fun part of your next 2 days is when you get to congratulate these kids and their families after the picks.
Absolutely. And in fact, after we get off the phone, I'm going down to a breakfast that we hold for the prospects who are going to be drafted and their families. But I will tell you, we're thrilled to be in Chicago. This is such a great sports town, such a great hockey town. And what Rocky Wirtz has done with this franchise in the last decade is nothing short of phenomenal. So we're grateful to be here and have the tremendous support that we get from the people of Chicago.
Thank you, Commissioner. Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Commissioner Gary Bettman.